I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. 2004 is winding to a close, and if you have plans of hunting or fishing this weekend, once the new year arrives, you better check your billfold and make certain everything license-wise is in order. I'll talk more about it when we come back. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season starts in mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. Four seasons, 9 chances, one destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. It's an age-old problem that hunters tend to forget that West Virginia's hunting and fishing license expire at the end of the calendar year, meaning if you have a hunting or fishing trip planned next week, you need to get yourself a new one. Curtis Taylor is Chief of Wildlife at DNR.
Our license has always been on a calendar basis, and at December 31st, it expires. It's strictly a traditional kind of thing and a cash flow kind of thing. You know, we sell... Of course, most of our licenses are sold in October, and because of deer hunting, because that's the big revenue producer, of course. But our licenses, you know, are available online now. We've had gift certificates out to license agents, and if somebody needs a license, it should not be any trouble at all to secure one.
Years ago, this would have been a tremendous problem if you found yourself needing a license on a holiday, but the advent of the Internet has been a huge plus for hunters and anglers in the Mountain State.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It has been fantastic. We get emails and calls from non-residents and in-state folks as well, just telling us how convenient that is. They don't have to leave their house to get their license. They can print their field tags. They can do everything they need to do right at their house.
And the popularity of those internet license sales continues going up. Taylor says West Virginia actually leads the nation because of some stellar work by a few committed employees.
It increases almost every month, Chris, and it's been I think we're up to about 20% right now of our license sales are online. But no other state has done what we've done because we developed this in-house. We didn't hire a consultant. We didn't go to a big contract. We did all this ourselves.
There is one way to eliminate the problem. That's grab yourself a lifetime license. They're a little pricey, but they pay for themselves in the long run.
Well, a lifetime license basically is a contract between us and the hunter or angler, and we promise to provide those benefits for the rest of your life.
And once you have it, regardless of whether those increase in cost, and those are likely in the near future. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.